This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast, which we are officially changing the name for today to BBD. Not Belle Biv DeVoe, but Brett Bemo and the Dude. Of course, if it's your first time, we promise to be gentle. Well, we will be. He, on the other hand.
Say anything about him.
Yeah.
He is a wrestler.
He might body slam you, choke slam you, give you a DDT. But we do appreciate you tuning in today. Of course, last night, the big family get-together. Known in most places as a Christmas party. And neither one of us were feeling any pain.
Yeah.
Lolly Dude back in the studios today.
Come full circle.
That's right. And have you ever seen a man happier in his life? Look at him.
It's come full circle. That was his. He gave it to me.
Yep.
It's one of those keep regifting at Christmas time and someone's finally going to drink it.
Oh, don't put it past him. He will. Coming in here looking all slim and trim, man. That is one. I can't get over
it. The rest of it.
He looks good. So how are you feeling? You going to get up?
I'm feeling spunky.
You're feeling spunky?
Hey, look, before I say, last night at the get-together, the family reunion and stuff,
yeah.
You know, Melissa got up and talked, and, of course, Drew told her to keep it brief. I mean, she was, what, 25 or 30 minutes?
Yeah.
But afterwards, we're talking, and I was hugging her neck. I said, you know, because she talked about the radio and the calling and the Boswell tradition and how everybody here works so good.
Mm-hmm.
I said, girl, You're missing your calling. She looked at me and said, radio's not your calling. You need to be preaching at the First Church of Melissa, saving souls, because I was fixing to break down and start speaking in tongues. I'm telling you.
Oh my
I was God. Fixing to get up. Lord!
Passing the collection plate.
Yeah, I'd have been the one pass. Breck would have been on one side. I'd have been on the other. Bemo counting the money in the back.
Yeah, like this, with my eyes closed. I saw nothing. I hear nothing.
Please, Colonel Hogan, I see nothing.
So, how long are you back for? How long are you staying?
About 10 minutes.
He's in, out, and done. Sort of like
everybody
a sex life.
Work.
Yeah. I had to come to, it was so how it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to go to the credit union.
Right.
First in the show with credit union, by the way.
Oh.
And
shameless plug.
Yeah. Go by and. During football here, I hadn't been able to get that much time. Now I'm off for a couple weeks.
Right.
And so I called. I said, hey, what are you doing? I said, you're going to be around like, you know, Thursday or Friday. I want to make sure everybody's going to be around when I come.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, yeah, but won't you come tonight?
Yeah. And
okay, I got nothing to do.
Right on. We're glad you're back.
So I got in the car and booked it on last night, and I rolled in just at the right time.
Now, you are still calling games. I mean, tell everybody what you've been up to, man.
Yeah, I'm just freelancing for ESPN and a little Fox and doing college football. I did a lot of MAC games going up north, like Eastern Michigan and Central Michigan and Ball State, those Tuesday and Wednesday night games. And
Maction.
Yeah, Maction.
Maction.
And then mostly I did Southland Conference because I told them I didn't really want to travel on the weekends and stuff I can go and come back same day, you know, or the night before.
Right.
I did do one, like, actual, what I call actual real game, because Mac, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like watching Mississippi State. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What's he saying, B? What's he saying?
You know. But,
I believe Mississippi State finished higher than LSU in the SEC standings.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, last time we had you on the podcast, you know, they were trying to work out a few things as far as the dollar amount to make you head coach. And
didn't work out, man. Yeah. You know, everybody goes, oh, man, it's, you know, it's all becoming a corporation. I'm like, dude, it's been a corporation for a while. They're now so ingrained that they're going to flagrantly flaunt it in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And LSU and Alabama are the first two to really just be flagrant. Okay. You know what I mean? And now I don't know what it's going to mean for college football because, I mean, just like State and Ole Miss and, you know, their budgets are Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you look at other, you know, Vanderbilt and State and Ole Miss, and there's a few schools, and their budgets are so low, and these other schools, and it's like that. Even in the SEC, I think parity is going to change.
Until Texas and Oklahoma come in.
Yeah, I would be surprised in 10 years if the SEC hadn't completely changed.
Yeah, and well, it's on its way.
Yeah,
I mean,
there may not even be an SEC.
No, it'll just be instead of Southeastern Conference, it'll be Southeastern Corporation.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking at now with the players, you know, being able to use their likenesses and bring in a little bit of money to themselves. You know, all that's going to do to that corporate or that college mindset is turn it into a corporate one, and they're going to make more money.
And it's changed. You know, football is the ultimate team game. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. It makes me so mad to see a kid. You know, you're getting beat 3 touchdowns, and you make a tackle, and you get up like, "Woo, like, dude, you're getting beat."
Yeah.
You know, have a little class. Act like you've been there before. You know, it takes 11 guys, or in some instances, girls, to make a team. And it's a team game, not me, me, me. And, man, with this transfer portal and the coach. You know, Brian Kelly had a shot at playing for a national champ. Not they didn't make it. Right. But, you know, they're still in the hunt, and he bails. I mean, that's just wrong. Mm. And all these coaches are put in that position with this early recruiting now, which is really going to screw it up. And then these kids, nobody's got guts anymore. Mm. Oh, I'm not going to get to play. Mm. I want to transfer. Well, no, why don't you come back and go in the weight room and go in the film room and learn and get better and beat the guy out?
Yeah.
Are you not a man? Yeah. You know, what's wrong with you? I don't. If you're the kind of kid that wants to transfer because you're not getting to play, well, I don't want you as my quarterback. I don't want you as my lineman.
Yeah.
Well, go some. Please go.
Back.
I want somebody who wants to fight.
Yeah. Back in the day, 2-a-days. You can't get a kid to do 2-a-days. You're lucky to get him to even practice in pads now.
Yeah.
And it's.
Here, take these 10 salt tablets. And looking back, they used to give us, I mean, well, if you're above about 40, 45, you know about salt tablets. If you played sport, here, take these. Now looking back, like.
What were we thinking?
What were they thinking?
No.
Yeah, thank you, Greatest Generation.
I remember the tablets. And the question, you got the question, are you hurt or are you injured? Because if you're hurt, you can keep playing.
Right.
If you're injured, well, it's time for somebody to come take your spot.
Hey, look, we had a coach that was so intimidating in high school. I loved the man to death. And he always said, hey, you know, you get hurt, I'm not coming out there. You better get to the sidelines. And I'm telling you guys, throughout my 4 years of high school, almost five but four. I mean, like, look, I blew my knee out, and I gimped myself to the sidelines, you know.
You'd be sitting there dragging that one leg behind you. You hurt? No, I'm good.
I'm good.
Put me in.
Yeah.
It's the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. If it's your first time, we do thank you. If it's your second, third, or fourth, as Brother Rex likes to say.
Meetings every other Tuesday.
There you go. And the first
step to recovery is admitting you have a problem.
See, I just feed you. Joining us in studio today, the dude, Lolly Dude, Mississippi icon when it comes to the world of professional broadcasting. And I just want to say thank you for your service.
Wrestling.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service, dude. Everything's like so much better. Walking, everything's better. Everything sounds, go figure.
Well, we do want to thank you for tuning in today. Of course, we invite you to check out our social media pages. You can find the B-Team Podcast at bteampodcast.com on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as well. Our social media subjects for today are as follows. Brother Breck, what was a movie that you loved as a child that you've rewatched as an adult and realized it absolutely sucked?
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
I am shocked.
That's the big one.
Are we talking about the ooze?
Yeah, Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times I saw that with my kids over and over and over again. But it's one of those that if it's on, I'll stop and watch it for about 5 minutes.
So bad. Yeah. I mean, even like going back and watching the Power Rangers TV show. They talk with their hands. Go over there and kick his butt.
Dude, you may remember this one. Salem's Lot. Yeah, that was one for me that I thought was the most terrifying thing ever. And, yeah, it just was not. Was there a movie that you watched that you loved?
There were two. Okay. The Gnome Mobile and Pollyanna. That's how old I am. Haley Mills was a hottie.
No Pollyanna. I know that one.
Our social media subject as well for today was, if you were to delete your social media accounts, who would notice? Would anybody notice? And how many people would lose contact with you?
People would notice because I do social media a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so people would know. I'm not saying they would care, but, I mean, they would notice.
Oh, yeah, Breck's gone.
Yeah, right. They'd be like, oh, Breck hasn't posted in a while. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And, I'd lose contact with a few people. But, you know, obviously, if you only connect with them on social media, then are they really that close to you anyway?
Yeah. Some of the responses we had was, I deleted mine and no one noticed or cared. My question or rebuttal to that is, if you weren't on social media, how would you know if nobody noticed or cared?
Yeah.
Another one said, I deleted mine 3 years ago. No one has asked me about it to this day. Then how in the hell are you on our social media question?
Come back for them burner accounts.
Oh, some of the movies that people were talking about as far as what they loved as children and watched again as an adult. Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Spy Kids 1 through 3.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wasn't Stallone in one of those or all of them? I know Antonio Banderas was.
And Danny Trejo was in a couple of the Spy Kids movies. I never watched them, but I just, you know.
The kids watched that growing
Robert
up.
Robert Rodriguez is who did it. And, yes. You know, Danny Trejo always works for him. So.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Quentin. He's got group of people that he uses over and over again. Oh, here's a good one. Someone said the Three Ninjas. Any of them, you pick.
Oh, I remember Three Ninjas.
And coming in as well, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Hey, No. I'm good with the...
Now, I like the first one.
The first one. And then, you know... Second one, it's not as good as the first, but it still holds up. The third one is bad.
Okay.
Third one is really bad.
Yes. And last on the list was Chucky. The plot is dumb, and the doll can easily be beat because it's the size of a 2-year-old and can be kicked like a football.
Yeah.
I never understood the concept anyway about a killer doll. I mean, it's a doll.
But he's possessed by a serial killer.
Yeah, but like still.
Spirit of a serial killer.
If you're like normal size, it'd be like Hulk Hogan taking on, you know, one of the little wrestlers. What was it, Tiny Tonga or?
Sky Lolo.
Only Child's Play movie I remember is where they were like at the military school.
Okay.
And like the kid went to military school, boarding school, something. And they were supposed to have like the paint bullets.
Right.
Chucky replaced all the paint bullets with real bullets. So they're actually, when they're like in their training, they're actually supposed to be shooting each other. They're killing each other. That's okay. The only Chucky I remember. I think that's like Child's Play 3.
Yeah.
Pre-Alec Baldwin.
Yes. One of the things we saw today in the news I got to talk to you about, and I'm curious to get, especially with two of you in here, we can get some pretty interesting feedback.
Two of us in here, you can get half an opinion.
A woman is afraid to tell her boyfriend how much money she makes. Because she knows she makes more than him. So.
Who cares?
Is it a big deal? I say no. I mean.
We work in radio. There's a lot of women that make more money than us.
The girl at the convenience store makes more money than us.
Yeah, so not like, you know. Me and Evan had that conversation last night.
Well, I was laughing. Do you know what Hobby Lobby is starting their part-timers off at? Now they're raising the minimum wage.
Yeah, it's like $18, right?
$18 an hour for working at Hobby Lobby. And you got Sundays off. See, that's the kind of store you could just work at. But
they won't pay for your birth control, though.
No. But like we say about Hobby Lobby.
Oh, you don't go to Hobby Lobby to get something. You go to Hobby Lobby, and Hobby Lobby tells you what you're going to buy.
Yes.
That's what happens at Hobby Lobby.
Dude, that's my weakness.
I've never stepped foot in one, just FYI.
My entire house is decorated at Hobby Lobby. He can tell you. You walk in that place, dude, it looks like Clint Eastwood threw up.
There's like always one section that has like the comic book stuff.
Yes.
That's where I go.
Yeah. My house is decorated with stuff Breck threw away. I still got the milk crates from college.
only 42% of Americans feel optimistic about post-pandemic life. A new survey says that the pandemic has taken a toll on the mental health as well as the physical health of American adults. 42% feel optimistic about post-pandemic life. Are you feeling optimistic?
I mean, I'm always optimistic. So
yeah.
It's not a big deal for me. I keep the glass half full mentality.
You can only go up. Now, someone who's... you both have had it. Yeah. Okay. You were out for a week. Poor thing. Dude, you were down for a minute.
Yeah, 2 months pretty much. Solid.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you optimistic about what's going on? And now they've got this Transformer thing going around.
Oh, yeah, Megatron, Omicron, Deltacron, whatever it's called. Whatever. Yeah, so I don't...
And the thing about...
That's just like... It's with viruses, same thing happens.
Right.
It mutates so that it can spread easier, but it lessens the effects.
Right.
It's how viruses work. Yeah. So this one, they say it's basically...
The common cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically like the cold or maybe a very mild flu, basically. Right. So, yeah, that's what happens with viruses. Each mutated strain gets weaker and weaker.
Right.
It migrates, mutates, adapts, because you get a medicine for it.
And it gets weaker and weaker. Yeah. It's easier to transmit, but it's just get weaker.
Right. 2,000 people were surveyed, and they were asked, what iconic TV home would you find yourself wanting to live in most? Some of the responses are interesting. What television show would you want to live in?
That's easy.
Yeah, but you can't talk about stuff you see on the Playboy Channel.
I want to live at Sanford and Son Salvage.
Sanford Towers.
You big dummy!
Sanford Arms.
What about you? You got one?
I was going to say The House from Clue, but that's a movie. That's not a TV show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe The House from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a big house.
That actually comes in at number one. The 36% of people found out that they wanted to move to Bel-Air, the California home of Will Smith and his uncle. Also coming in on that list was the apartment from Friends.
Ah.
Yeah. They find that those two are the most popular. Other popular TV set homes included the Big Pasadena apartment in The Big Bang Theory and the house from The Brady Bunch.
Here's a story.
But can you imagine if the two of us had been Brady brothers living with Marcia and Jan? They'd have been stuttering for a different reason. I'm just saying.
But
and then this would have been fixed instantly.
Instantly.
Last thing Marcia would have had to worry about was getting hit in the face by a football. I'm just saying. It's the B-Team Podcast.
Depression. Loneliness. Isolation. Familiar words to the millions who suffer from it without the help they need.
Why? Can't someone just tell me why? What did I do?
It can strike without reason, and the warning signs, if any, aren't always easy to see.
I was so skeptical at even starting a relationship again, much less with a woman a friend of mine suggested. We love so many of the same things. We knew a lot of the same people.
Complete strangers, defriended from a former friend's Facebook page, left to wander aimlessly, now for all eternity asking themselves,
why? Someone just tell me why.
Where do you go when someone you barely knew in high school drops you like a bad habit? You turn to the support team that millions of people have turned to. Digital Outcast Unified Self-Help, or DOUSHE for short, has a 12-step program that can get you out of the dark and into a brighter tomorrow.
She was my number one at Mafia Wars. Who's gonna do a hit for me now?
You've been defriended, and that stinks. But it doesn't have to. Support is a phone call away.
I was hurt. Betrayed. I was wondering who was going to help me harvest all my crops on Farmville, but that was before I found a douche like me.
You could be a douche just like him and not know it. Call 800-DOUCHE-FOR-YOU and get out of the funk your so-called friends on Facebook left you in.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. It is the third and final installment. Of course, today is the 15th of December, which means you're the mathematician, dude.
10 days away.
Yeah, 10 days away from Christmas. Joined in studio today by Lolly Dude, visiting for the Boswell family get-together for Christmas. Brother Breck is distracted by the smell of that which is black and mild. And it doesn't count unless it's a wood tip.
Oh!
Man, it's got to be a wood tip.
It's got to be a wood tip.
No plastic tip.
It's like ordering a light beer.
Unsweet tea.
Oh, God. Perfect. perfect example. Of course, celebrating birthdays today. Anybody famous that you're aware of other than Don Johnson, you turned 72? That makes you feel old, don't it?
Yeah. Charlie Cox, who's Daredevil from, you know, the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
He's 39, I think. Mm-hmm. 39 or 40.
NFL analyst Rodney Harrison turning the big 4-9 today. Dave Clark from the Dave Clark 5 is 79. He's still alive? Really? And, of course, Paul...
You're now the Dave Clark 3.
That's just wrong. And Doug Phelps of the Kentucky Headhunters turned 61 years old today.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
I like the Kentucky Headhunters.
Happy birthday. Yeah, we played some Do Miss Walker.
Do Miss Walker.
Davy Crockett. We used to play that all the time because it was 2 minutes. When you used to have to time to the news,
yeah.
The Ballad of Davy Crockett was 2:01, boy. You go right up to the news when you need that short song.
Oh, my gosh.
Mine is the Cup Song.
The Cup, oh.
That's mine on the breakfast show. It's the Cup Song. It's 2:01 or 2.
Oh, gee, I've got 14 minutes. Put Freebird on. Dude, I did that right here.
In a, your last day.
In a God of DeVita. 18 minutes long.
Yeah.
Or November Rain.
Oh, my gosh.
Another good one.
You're talking about doing your wedding over the weekend. Twerking bride in a thong gives groom a lap dance at a wedding.
Well, somebody got a lap dance at the wedding. It wasn't the bride, though.
Yeah.
But there was late night. There was not that many people there.
Well, I'll give you one guess as to where this type of debauchery happened.
No, it's in Florida.
Of course. Florida.
Or Vegas.
Speaking of Vegas, Garth Brooks doing a residency for a limited run. One-man show. Tickets will be available on December 22nd for that.
Dude, last Friday he sold 100,000 tickets in 10 minutes at LSU for Tiger Stadium.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing about that. When he played Fresno.
80,000 of them were sold to Vivid Seat and Seat Geeks so they could jack the price up. You know, Ticketmaster and Live Nation own all those.
Oh, yeah.
It's a scam. Holy cow.
Well, when he came to Fresno for his first world tour, it was about, 4 or 5 years ago, Fresno sold out 5 days. 5 days, 2 performances each in 30 minutes. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen in my life. But all you got to do is say Garth Brooks.
Hey, one thing I got to say, though, even though all the fees and crud, the whole stadium, I mean, there's some VIP stuff, but every seat up top, everything was $87.50, like $100 a ticket.
Yeah.
So he didn't jack people, you know, like the down on the field, and all the seats were the same, all the prices, and you know, I appreciate that. By the time Ticketmaster put their fees, they were like $120.
Yeah. Well, it's like the man doesn't need the money, so why would he charge it?
But yeah, I looked for Chris Stapleton tickets, and
the
nosebleeds were like $250.
Yeah,
way up in the top.
I can't do the math, but $87.50 times 100,000.
That's a lot.
I would think is that 870,000
or
8.7 million, Breck?
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
It's enough for you to come be my pool boy, right?
Pretty exactly. Much. Brad Paisley's going to host the Ellen DeGeneres Show on the 29th. I thought this was it for her. Isn't she done?
I thought she got canceled.
Is he going to dance? He's got to dance with the DJ.
I have no idea. That woman is definitely up.
I thought she got canceled.
I did, too. I thought, you know, she said she was retiring, and then come to find out she actually got canceled.
She was like, well, no, I mean, canceled, like, you know, what they call people when they found out that you did one bad thing in your lifetime, and then people only try to cancel you.
Yeah, the politically correct thing.
Yeah, so like she was like mean to one of her assistants one time. So.
Oh, my God.
People were like, oh, we got to cancel Ellen.
Of course, the big news for tomorrow is the release of the new Spider-Man movie, which is driving people on Twitter nuts. A lot of people are deleting their account over Spider-Man spoilers.
People don't know. You can mute things on Twitter. I've already muted all the... You can go there and you type a word in. If you don't want to see it, it won't pop up anywhere on your feed. So, already done that. And
we're excited about this. This is our...
It's got a 100% fresh rating on the because they just had the... open it up for critics.
Mm-hmm.
And like every positive, every review is like 50 reviews. And everyone was like positive, like A+.
So are you guys going to go nerd out and go to the matinee?
Well, Mason leaves for Indiana on Saturday, and I want to go see it with him before he leaves. So, I mean, you're more than welcome, bro. We roll together. I'm just trying to think of where would you go? Philadelphia, or is it worth the drive just to go to Starkville?
Starkville.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to Starkville. My buddy already told me. He works. He's the manager. He already said he'd give me a ticket.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess I can say that, but he said he says he got a ticket for me.
Yes.
He says he got a ticket ready for me.
Yeah, so, yeah. A substantial discount.
Yeah, he said, I got a ticket for you when you come up here. So
I was wondering, do you think we could call? Do you have to reserve those, or is it just...
You can order them online.
No.
He's trying to work himself in on your deal, dude.
Oh, no. I was hoping to go with him, but...
You can order them online and print them off and take them with you.
Yeah.
Or they have a kiosk there, so you order them online, and you walk up to the kiosk, and you just type in your number, and they'll print it off, and skip the line and everything. At least they used to. I'll have to ask Tyler if they still do, but it's a new management.
Now you give out names.
New ownership, I should say.
Yes.
So I don't know if they still do like the kiosk, because
if you want to get in Spider-Man for free, please call.
What was the last good time call? Yes. What was the last movie that you could not wait to see and had to see it on opening day? Whoa.
Jaws.
I'm thinking,
Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, I was fixing to go like Cannonball Run.
Same thing.
Remember the proctologist with Burt Reynolds in the ambulance or whatever? The finger.
No, for me, I think the last one other than this one was the final part of the Star Wars trilogy.
I didn't care. I mean, I didn't have high hopes for that one. So after the one off almost.
Like, I'm not talking about the most recent. I'm talking about the first.
Oh, like Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Revenge of the Sith. That was the last one I fanboyed out on. I had to be there for that.
Yeah.
But I don't normally get excited about things at my age. I mean, I'm 54. I'm like, yeah, it's a... But
the only thing I get excited about is a good buffet.
Well, television for me has been something that's been, you know, very hit or miss. I normally will watch Yellowstone, and then, of course, you know, I've got my Monday Night Raw, I've got my Wednesday, you know, Dynamite, I've got Friday Night, whatever that show, Rampage. But I have been stuck on Hulu because of him, and I found Dark Sides of the Ring.
Oh, yeah.
Some incredible stuff is going on. They just did the WWE steroid trial. And I was just like, okay. So I have to call my buddy Dave LaGreca, who hosts, you know, a syndicated show. And if Bully Bubba or Tommy don't talk about it, then I know it's not legit. And then I'll catch what I need to with Jericho. But you were... That all went down in like the early 90s. Mm-hmm. Were you still there when that happened?
I mean, I was around. I was actually here when that was happening. And I give you a story. My buddy Johnny Mantell that runs the Hall of Fame there in Texas. And
right.
Stuff, he's got a package that came to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Titan Sports, Sanford, Connecticut. And it's still in the package. It's like 10 bottles of steroids they were sending. That was all part of the, they tested you, and you better not be on dope, and you better be on the gas.
Wow.
I mean, it was, you know, up until, what, 92 or whatever, it was legal.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it was no big deal.
Well, but, they went after the doctor.
Right.
And then that's how they tied in Vince McMahon, and then they tried to get this whole distribution thing going because of, you know, but they couldn't put anything on him because it was a Titan.
See, the thing is like when you go to a town, like especially when you work for Vince or the big shows, there's always a doctor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, doctors are human.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, here's Hulk Hogan. Hey, Doc, can you hook me up with a... Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Look, all those 24-hour Walgreens in the big cities, when WWE comes to town... You want to meet your favorite wrestler?
Mm.
About an hour after the show ends, go to the nearest 24-hour Walgreens. They'll all be lined up because there'll be a doctor that day. And they still do it. But that Dr. What was his name? I forgot now. Zahorian or so, whatever. Mm. I mean, he was all up that whole East Coast from Philly up through New York. He was there every night. Wow. And he was a big... He'd walk around, you need anything, buddy? Need anything, buddy? Need anything? Craziness. Anything. What do you want? And you just tell him, hey, I'd like, you know, whatever. Oh, sure.
Why can't we have someone like that that brings beer?
Yeah, for real. I need some beer.
They don't sell Pabst up north, though. You wouldn't make it.
Well, we'll have to take my own. I mean, it's from Milwaukee, right? That's where they bought Horseverse can. So, I mean, sure they got it in Wisconsin.
Well,
that's not north. I'm talking about, like, New York and stuff. I'm not talking about Midwest north. I'm talking about real Yankee.
Like northeast.
Oh, is that, what's a Yankee beer?
Like Yingling.
Yingling's about Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Lining Kugel. Lining Kugel.
Obviously, Sam Adams.
Yeah.
You know, that's in Boston.
Well, I remember living in Washington, they had Rainier beer. And Rainier beer was just like, oh, God. But you bought it because it was cheap. You can buy a six-pack for like $1.50.
Dude, when I was a kid, Olympia was like the stuff. And then it became like old Milwaukee there in the late 80s. And Olympia beer with the spring water from Washington State or Oregon or wherever it was.
Do you remember Busch Light?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, because we were talking about favorite cheap beers.
Busch Latte.
Busch Latte. That's what you called it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my day, it was Old Milwaukee.
And it, back,
ooh, that, I can smell that now.
And, oh. And the red, white, and blue.
I had a cousin. That,
it was called, wasn't it red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was it. It was like a Miller product or something. Like.
What about some Falstaff?
Oh.
With those big old fat
bottles. I got it. Red Dog.
Oh!
See, now we're going back. Way back. Back into time. Red Dog. That was the nastiest stuff. But we used to go get 40s of King Cobra. Ooh. And then you get the Slitz Malt Liquor Bowl. Did you finally get your bottle of...
No.
What? He has been looking for the champagne bottle.
Miller High Life.
Champagne and beers.
Yeah, they make in the like November, December. They make it. They put it in an actual champagne bottle, and it's like $5 at you know some stores. But it's mostly up north. You can't really get them down here. So I got a couple of my bar guys that you know have distributors looking for them, and nobody's got back to me yet. So you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So whatever you do, do it well. Enjoy the day, and we'll catch you tomorrow. When are you heading back?
About 5 minutes.
Thank you for stopping by.
Unless you feed me a buffet, I'll hang out. Everything's on BMO today. We're on a roll.
Yeah, All right.
I was going to say, is there even a buffet in Kosciuszko?
Pizza Hut.
11 o'clock.
I don't know. Lolly Dude and Pizza Hut in Kosciuszko.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, why can't you just bring Lolly Dude's pizza back?
There's a place now in my hometown. It's called Pizza Shack that was in Opelousas.
Mm-hmm.
And people stood in line at a little dump. Mm-hmm. And they put one in Bunky now.
Oh.
And it is as close to Lolly Dude's as, other than the sauce is real spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they make like their special is like kind of like a main event. It's like, other than the sauce is very, very spicy, it's pretty close.
Wow.
Yeah. I start having flashbacks, man.
I was going to say, but except no substitutes.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, Brother Breck. You ready?
Yep.
Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at bteampodcastms@gmail.com.